The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Thoughtful viewers, thank you for joining us today for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On this episode of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will address the senseless exploitation and horrific massacre of dolphins, some of the most lovable and intelligent of our earthly co-inhabitants. Sadly, each year, hundreds of thousands of dolphins die after being entangled in fishing gear, and tens of thousands more are senselessly killed for meat. Many are also captured for public display in aquariums around the world. The world's largest annual dolphin kill takes place over a six-month period in a cove near the village of Taiji in southwestern Japan. It's no exaggeration to say that the seas turn crimson from this massive murder of thousands of dolphins. And the vast majority of people in Japan and the rest of the world have no idea that the slaughter occurs.
What you're about to see is quite shocking, but we can't edit those scenes out because you need to see the truth. Take a look.
This is Taiji, and here is the killing cove. It's right behind this mountain, actually. We're not allowed back there. But what happens, basically, is all the boats here in the harbor go out in the morning at daylight, and somewhere out here at sea, they encounter dolphins and whales. They put their long poles in the water, which have a bell on the bottom, a flange. They beat on this bell, and they create literally a wall of sound. And by doing that, they drive the dolphins into this killing cove, where they're slaughtered in the most brutal way imaginable.
Richard O'Barry, former dolphin trainer for the popular 1960s US TV series Flipper, and recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award from the US Committee for the United Nations Environmental Programme for Rescuing Dolphins, founded the Dolphin Project in 1970 to free dolphins in captivity and protect dolphins in the wild. Mr. O'Barry was moved to act after Kathy, one of the beautiful dolphins that played Flipper on the show, died tragically in his arms. He has spent nearly 40 years saving these sweet, innocent marine beings and is currently director of Save Japan Dolphins, an organization comprised of leading conservation groups such as the Earth Island Institute, Campaign Whale, and In Defense of Animals, all of which seek an immediate halt to the Taiji slaughter. Save Japan Dolphins also wants to stop aquariums and the animal entertainment industry from taking dolphins trapped during the Taiji killing spree and from other places around the world.
I mean, I've been around dolphins most of my adult life since I got out of the Navy in 1960. And I've nursed them back to health when they're sick. I've watched them give birth. I've done it all. And so I've lived with them. The Flipper dolphins, I literally lived with them for 7 years. And so for me to go to this cove and watch this extreme brutality is really, really hard.
Some dolphins spared at Taiji are taken by trainers to be locked up for life in small, artificial pools and viewed by visitors who pay high fees for the so-called privilege of interacting with captive dolphins.
It's total panic and chaos as the dolphins are driven ashore to the trainers. Some of the dolphins die of heart attack. The trainers are grabbing at them. Some are dying in the nets. Some are drowning. We see broken ribs. Some of the babies are actually beaten to death.
Mr. O'Barry is featured in the recently released award-winning documentary The Cove by US director Luis Cihoyos, which uses hidden cameras and high-level technology to thoroughly document the horrifying truth about the Taiji dolphin slaughter, conducted by just 26 men in 13 boats.
This movie, The Cove, is a game changer. Things are going to change. People are getting involved. We can cut that off. Yeah, if we keep going down the same road, we're going to just go over the cliff, but that's not going to happen because of films like this.
The Cove and the Save Japan Dolphins campaigns also raise public awareness about the poisonous nature of dolphin meat, which contains enormous levels of mercury, PCBs, and other pollutants.
One of the most important things is to get this film into the Japanese version and get it on the internet for free. I think the Japanese people are going to want to see this. It's based on supply and demand like any other product. People are not going to buy that product if they think it's unsafe. So it's very important to get it out into the Japanese mainstream. And that's going to happen, yeah.
In a few moments, we'll have more about Richard O'Barry and his ongoing efforts to protect dolphins from cruelty. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Every living thing, whether it's a blade of grass, a dolphin, or a dog, everything that's alive is a partial manifestation of what we call God. That's how I see it.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television, where we are discussing the abuse, torture, and slaughter of dolphins. For nearly 40 years, Save Japan Dolphins director Richard O'Barry has worked tirelessly to protect these beautiful animals, focusing on the callous practice of taking dolphins from the ocean and imprisoning them in small swim tanks for so-called entertainment. Mr. O'Barry is featured in the recently released award-winning documentary, The Cove, which addresses the annual massacre of thousands of dolphins in Taiji, Japan, to produce meat which is unfit for human consumption.
The justification for these hunts is to supply the meat to the Japanese public. Here's what we know for sure. The dolphin meat, the porpoise meat, and even the whale meat off the coast of Japan is heavily contaminated with menthol mercury. On December 26, 2006, the director of food products for the Okua Supermarket Corporation, Mr. Yasunari, banned the sale of all dolphin meat in all of their 136 stores. He did this for a very good reason. He did not want to sell the certifiable poison meat to the Japanese public. The Okua did the right thing, and we congratulate them for that bold decision. We're asking the Minister of Health in Japan to ban the sale of dolphin meat in all other stores throughout the country, and we're asking the dolphin hunters in Taiji and Fuzhou to quit selling this product to the Japanese people.
Some dolphins brutally caught in Taiji are allowed to live, but are then shipped off to countries around the world. The tragic fate of these animals is to end up in amusement parks, zoos, dolphinariums, or swim with the dolphins programs. The captive dolphin industry seriously misleads the public about the welfare and happiness of these playful, inquisitive denizens of the sea. During the gruesome trapping operations in Taiji and elsewhere, many dolphins die. And after capture, another 53% die within 90 days. The remainder, depressed and dispirited, are transferred to confined water tanks for public display.
This multi-billion dollar dolphin amusement park industry, I call it, is really based on an illusion. The dolphin smile is nature's greatest deception. It creates the illusion they actually like doing this job because they're always smiling. And you go there and the music is playing. You have your family with you and the sun is out, and what could be wrong with this? And they're smiling back at you. So it's hard to define the problem. It's not apparent like it is in the cove. Unless you're actually hitting the dolphin with a baseball bat, you don't see the abuse. When I go there, I see it because I can read their body language.
The living conditions of captive dolphins are cruel.
The dolphin, if you look closely, well, you have to get in the tank though to see this. There's nothing there. It's just four blank walls.
The imprisoned animals suffer from boredom, lack of exercise, and nutritional deficiencies. Also, the chemical-filled artificial seawater they live in breeds bacteria and suffocates them, while the concentrated sounds in their tanks can cause dolphins to go deaf.
They're sound-oriented. Their primary sense is sound. Ours is light. We're visually oriented, but their primary sense is sound. So when we capture them and put them into a concrete box, we take away the two most important aspects of their life, their family and the world of sound. Is that stressful? Of course it is. I mean, you don't have to be a scientist to figure this stuff out. It's all common sense, you know?
Mr. O'Barry next relates the tragic story of a dolphin forced to perform at a zoo.
During the show, the dolphin, Sinbad was his name, leaped up on the stage, smiling, and people are applauding, and he had a heart attack and died. Now, the audience didn't know he's dead. At the end of the show, they're applauding what they think is a happy, smiling dolphin, when in fact it's a dead body. And they walked out of there thinking, that's a happy dolphin. Captivity for dolphins is much more stressful than the other animals in the zoo.
To stop the exploitation of sweet, gentle dolphins, Richard O'Barry calls for increased international awareness and a global campaign against animal-based entertainment. The seemingly glorious animal show curtain is a veil behind which lies the suffering, mistreatment, and torture of our intelligent, sensitive fellow beings.
One of the most important things is one of the simplest things. Don't buy a ticket, because it's based on supply and demand. These captive dolphin facilities, just like Coca-Cola or any other product. If I'm wearing ivory, I'm the reason, me, the consumer, I'm the reason the elephant is becoming extinct. Not the guy out there with the shotgun, it's me, the consumer. So it is true in the dolphinarium business. If you're buying a ticket, these dolphins are dying to amuse you. So don't buy a ticket to a captive dolphin show.
close, we salute Richard O'Barry, Save Japan Dolphins, and all organizations and individuals who have made it their mission to safeguard our dolphin friends. May all hear their clear message of compassion. Caring viewers, you can share this critical information that you have heard today with your friends, your family, and government officials. Please inform them that humanity cannot allow the slaughter in Taiji to continue. Finally, be a part of the action. Adopt a benevolent lifestyle, starting with an organic vegan diet, the single most effective way to save our animal friends and our precious earth. For more about Richard O'Barry, please visit www.savejapandolphins.org. For details on The Cove, please visit www.thecovemovie.com. Thank you for your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all our dolphin friends be allowed to roam freely in the sea.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.